Many, many years ago, there used to be a practice in Yeshivat Keren Biavne that three times a year, the three major Hesder Yeshivot, Yeshivat Keren Biavne, Yeshivat Shalavim, and Yeshivat Har Etzion, three times a year would have a Shabbaton together, where all the Chutznikim, all the Americans from the three yeshivos would get together, once in Gush, once in Shalavim, once in Keren Biavne. So I remember one time in Shalavim, it was not only the big Shabbaton, but Rav Shechter was there for a Shabbos. So it was pretty exciting. Oh no, I'm getting it wrong. Rav Shechter was in the Shabbos before the Shabbaton. So I remember it was strange. I was in Shalavim two Shabbos in a row, even though I was learning Keren Biavne. But anyway, so Rav Shechter was there the Shabbos before the Shabbaton. The Shabbaton has nothing to do with anything now. So, and Rav Shechter led the benching at Shalashudas. I'm not going to restart the recording. Rav Shechter led the benching at Shalashudas. And when he led the benching, he said, Bereshus, Kohanim, Ulevim, Maran, Rabban, Rabosai, Nivarech, Elokeinusha. So I thought that was very interesting. Kohanim, Ulevim. Usually you don't hear that. You hear Birshos Balabais, Birshos Kohanim. So let's discuss a little bit today what exactly the Maila of a Levi is, if anything, Bizman Azeh. Are there any Levim in the room? Okay, we got a few. All right. So what is the Maila of a Levi? So the Gemara Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph tells us, Elu Dvarim Amru Mipnei Darkei Shalom. The following things we do because of Darkei Shalom. We want to keep the peace. Kohen Kori Bator Rishon, the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, the Acher of Levi, the Acher of Yisrael, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. We don't need people going and arguing about who's the bigger Talmud Chacham, and I should get the first Aliyah because I'm so Chashav and you're so Chashav. And we avoid all those arguments, you know, people measuring the length of their tzitzis, you know, whatever. We don't need all those arguments. So instead, we just do very simple. Kohen, then Levi, then Yisrael. Rashi says, and that way, they're not going to start arguing with each other because it's Takan Rabbanan that we cannot be Mishana, so that's what we do. The Korban Ha'eda in his commentary in Yerushalmi in the 5th Perek Gittin writes, Delo Asilin Suye Vigdimu Chacham Lekoen Levisha Kedushaso Gedola Mishalevi. It wasn't just random that they chose that the Kohen would go before the Levi and the Levi before the Yisrael. I mean, it has this effect, Mishum Darkei Shalom, but they didn't just make a random rule. They made this rule because Kohanim have greater Kedusha than Leviim, and Leviim have greater Kedusha than Yisraelim. On Nun Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes from Chia Bar Abba that a Kohen is Kodem based on the Pasuk Vikidashto, that Lekol Dover Shebekdusha, Liftoach Rishon, Levarich Rishon, that the Kohen always goes first. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, with Selam Beis, that Vikidashto is a Chiyuv Minat Torah, a Chiyuv Daraisa to be Makdim the Kohen. Tosos and Maseches Chulin Pei Zayin Namar Aleph says, no, not a Chiv Minatara, it's only an Asmachta, it's not a Din Da'oraisa. When the Gemara says Da'oraisa, it's only an Asmachta, but it's really a Din Midrabanan. Great, but that's as far as the Vikidashto that applies to a Kohen. The Korban Eidah told us the reason Levi comes before Yisrael is because the Levi also has more Kedusha, but that doesn't seem like it's part of that Drasha, whether you hold that it's a Drasha Da'oraisa like the Rambam, or a Drasha Midrabanan like Tosvos. Doesn't seem that the Levi is part of that drasha, and furthermore, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Tes tells us, "Amar Abayi Naktinan im ein sham kohen nisparda chavila." If there's no kohen, what happens? It all falls apart. We don't just go Levi Yisrael when there's no kohen. The whole Seder Advarim Rashi writes Nifsak Hakesher. The whole thing that holds it together falls apart. Ibeid Alevi as Kavodo Bishvil Chavilaso Anifrades Veino Kari Klal. The Levi loses any sort of kibud. Why is that the case, though? Why is, if after all, the Levi has more kedusha than Israel, in the absence of a Kohen, the Levi loses everything? So two possibilities. First of all, the Ritva writes that we don't want the Levi reading before, right before Yisrael, because the people will then think that, we don't want the Levi reading after Yisrael, because people will then think he's a Yisrael, and we don't want him reading before the Yisrael, because people will think he's a Kohen. Meaning, if you call him up first, people aren't going to realize what he is. They will think that he's a Kohen, and if you call him up after Yisrael, people will think he's a Yisrael. So says the Ritva, that's why it's problematic, just because of the impression that people might get. The Chasam Sofer over in his Chidushim over there, Masechus Gittin writes that no, the entire covet of the Levi is only because he is Mishares the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So if there are no Kohanim present, the Levi does not have any inherent kedusha. There is no inherent kavod that is owed to the Levi. The Aruch HaShulchan, Sim Kuflam Rei Sif Yod Aleph, writes that since the Torah is makdim a kohen to a Levi and a Levi Yisrael, when there's no kohen, the Levi should come before Yisrael. You would think that's why it tells us that it's not so. The Torah is only mekadesh the Levi to go before Yisrael when there is a kohen. Why? Because the pasuk says HaKohanim B'nei Levi. When are they B'nei Levi? When there are HaKohanim. But absent HaKohanim, then there's no value of being B'nei Levi. And that's paskened by the Rambam in the 12th paragraph of the Tefillah, Alach Yates, in the Torah in Simen Kof Lamed Hei, and in the Shulchan Aruch Simen Kof Lamed Hei. However, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kof Lamed Hei that a Levi can go up for an aliyah b'makom the Kohen when there's no Kohen there. The Beis Yosef quotes this from the Maril as well and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that even though nisparda chavila, that just means you have no requirement to put the Levi first, but you're allowed to put the Levi first. But certainly what seems to be clear is that there's no requirement to put the Levi first when there is no Kohen, and perhaps it's based on the Svara that the entire value of being a Levi is only predicated on the presence of a Kohen. What about if there's no Levi in Shul? So what do you do? There is a Kohen, but there's no Levi. So in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Lamrei, Sivches, the Kohen gets the first and second Aliyos, and he says brachos on both aliyos, and the second time we call him up, we say bimkom Levi. And that's what the Levush writes in Simen Kof Lamed Hei Siv Ches, Shar Ephraim, Shar Aleph Siv Tes Vav. And even on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, when the Kriya is Choseres Al Atzma, when it repeats itself, you still call the Kohen the second time, which is somewhat stunning. Same guy, second aliyah, to read the same psukim. And that's what it says in the Sefer of David Emes from the Chidah, and the Tshuvah Simre Yosher, Chelk Beis Simentes, and the Tshuvah Sar Tzvir, Vitzvi Beis Frank, Simen Samach Zayin, HaMinag Yadua, Sha'afil B'chi Agavna Kori, HaKodim Bakum Levi, Dimishum Kavod, HaTzibur, Vitora, Mutu Lachzor, Levarich, Afil B'osar, Parsha B'osar, Mavarich. Even if it's the same Parsha, same Mavarich, for the Kavod HaTzibur, you're allowed to call the Kohen a second time. However, there are poskim that say that a Kohen should try to avoid that situation if at all possible. Why should he put himself in a situation where it's at least a shaila of a bracha levatala that he's going to be saying a second bracha and a second aliyah? L'chadchila, if he knows that there's no Levi in shul, he should leave. The Kohen should leave so that he won't have to say two brachos. That's how some poskim say. You can find that in the Tshuvas Yehuda Ya'aleh, the Mari Asad, in Or HaChaim Simen Mem Hei, in the Sefer Shari Rachamim, on the Shar Ephraim, from the Tshuvas Shalom Meshiv Madura Shisi Sa'a, Simen Chav Tes, that Maram Bennett was knowing this way, that as a Kohen he would leave if there was no Levi, and the Maram Shik quotes this way as well in Or HaChaim Simen Samach Aleph. Why? Why would the Kohen leave? Two possibilities. Some say because of the Chashash of Bracha Levatala in saying the Bracha twice, or it could be because you're no longer going to have Zayin Kruin, that normally when you have Shabbos Kriyas HaTorah, there's supposed to be seven Olim to the Torah. If one guy's getting two of the Aliyos, you're not going to have seven Olim, and maybe that's enough reason for him not to put himself in that position. In the Minchas HaLazer, the Munkacher, he says that in his father's Beis Medrash, his father was the Darkei Tshuva, the Darkei Tshuva in non-Hasidic pronunciation, they were knowing like the Maran Bennett, that he would actually leave, and it's quoted that way, Rav Sternbach quotes, in Shuvas Vanagos, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kof Lamed Aleph, that he thinks that's the appropriate thing to do. However, in the Tshuvas Makar Baruch, in Simen Aleph, he says he doesn't have to leave, but he should say Baruch Shem Kol Machzal Yom Ved after the second Aliyah, because it could be that that was a bracha levatala. So sometimes we do that. Well, we're willing to take the risk, because we really hold it's not a bracha levatala, but just to be safe, we say Baruch Shem Kol Machzal Yom Ved. We don't do that if we believe something is really a bracha levatala. Meaning, when do we do that? Every single day? By tefillin, right. But it's because we really hold it's not a bracha levatala. If we held it was a bracha levatala, we wouldn't put ourselves in that situation. That really goes down to the issue of what Baruch Shem Kol Machzal Yom Ved really accomplishes. does it really correct and erase the bracha levatala, or is it just sort of an apology? You know, like if I slap you in the face and say, oh, I'm so sorry, right? So like, it's not the same as me not slapping you in the face, right? Meaning it's better than slapping you in the face and not saying I'm so sorry, but it's not the same as it never having happened. So we wouldn't do it if we really held it as bracha levatala. Nevertheless, the large majority of Gedolei HaPoskim hold that the Kohen should stay in the shul, take his two aliyos, don't worry about Baruch Levatala, don't worry about the Zayin Kruim, that's just the halacha you should say. Well, he doesn't have to say Baruch Shem Kamach Salom. That is the opinion of the Chuvus Maram Brisk, Chil Chav Simkuf Mem Hei, the Chuvus Divrei Yoel Simkuf Ayindal, the Chuvus Divrei Yisrael, Chil Chav Simun Zayin, the Chuvus Yabia Omer, Chil Chav Simun Chav Hei. And how do we know all these Chuvus? Because the Chuvus Yabia Omer, Chil Chav Simun Chav Hei, Rav Vad Yosef wrote a Chuvah on it, so he quoted every other source that ever existed in the history of mankind on the topic. Wonderful. Now, what about Bizman HaZeh? Is there any Kedushas Levi Bizman HaZeh? So, not the book, that still exists, but is there still an issue of honoring a Levi Bizman HaZeh? So the Mishnah, in the third parak of Maseches Horios, Mishnah Ches says, Levi Kodem LeYisrael, and the Gemara in Horios Taf Yud Gimel quotes from the Pasuk, Be'esahi Hivdil Hashem as Shevet HaLevi, and that even Bizman HaZeh, that Hashem had designated Shevet HaLevi as these very special people. However, the Yerushalmi in third parak of Horios implies that the entire kedima that Levi has to Yisrael is only when there was a Beis HaMikdash where the Levim were Omdim al Aduchan. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, a Levi is just like a Yisrael. L'chora to Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, that's how the Beis Yosef in Yardeya Simon Reishon Aleph Siftes presents it as far as Dine Tzedakah, where he says that Bizman HaZeh, that there's no Duchan, so you have a choice. Who do you give Tzedakah to? So there are all sorts of priorities in who you give to. Aniyei Ircha before Aniyei Iracheres, Aniyei Eretz Yisrael before other Aniyim. But Kohen, Kodem Levi. Great, is there a din Levi Kodem Yisrael? So he says, it would seem not that way anymore, now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash according to the Yerushalmi, but according to the Bavli, the Levi does take precedence. And that's and it seems most poskim, when they quote this halacha, are not mechalik between Kodem Chorban HaBayis and La'achar Chorban HaBayis. In Chuvus van Hagus Chel Beis, Simon Tuf Ayin Gimel, Rav Sturmer Kreitz at Bizman HaZeh, we don't have to give tzedakah, we don't have to prioritize, we do have to give tzedakah, we don't have to prioritize Kohanim and Levim for tzedakah purposes over Yisrael, because Kohanim and Levim are only Kohane Chazaka. We don't know for sure that they're really Kohanim, that they're really Levim, so we should not be Docha other Aniyim because of that halacha. And as far as Kedima and Birch Samazon, you know, you're sitting around your Shabbos table, anyone a Kohen? No Kohanim. Okay? Any Levi? So should you give him the preference in Birch Samazon? Magen Avraham Simchafal Sivkan Dal writes that since Linyan Tzedak of Likros Betora, a Levi as Kedima, who adin l'shar dvarim, because ein limud the mechza, and that's Mishabura quotes tov lahaktam alevi gamkin liyisrael im shavin hein bechachma. If the Levi and Yisrael are equal levels of chachma, Levi comes first. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in Shona Alachos Sim Reish Aleph Siv Zayin that it's tov that a Levi should come first, not a chiyuv, but he says tov that a Levi should come first. However, the Orcha Shulchan in Sim Reish Aleph Siv Dalek disagrees and says there's no din of a Levi before Yisrael. So you understand that if one is going to bench, so you might as well say Birshus Kohanim. Who are you saying Birshus? Birshus is saying that in a certain sense, I maybe don't deserve to go first, and therefore I need reshus from those who do deserve to go first, right? That's why, meaning who do deserve to bench, to lead the benching. That's why, you know, when a man is leading benching and there is a zimun, it doesn't really make sense to say bereshus balas habayis. You'll hear sometimes people say bereshus balas habayis in addition to the bal habayis. I mean, that's not, if you're saying thank you very much for the meal, it was very delicious, so it would be silly in most situations to say that to the bal habayis, right? That would go to the balas habayis. But what you are saying is not thank you for your hospitality and you're so nice or whatever, you're saying that you really should be leading the benching and I'm benching instead. So probably doesn't make sense to say balas habayis, but if it gets your mother upset, so say it, okay? You'll say imi maris if it makes your mother happy.
What?
Yeah, you can say b'chvod, you can do all sorts of shtick, you know? So whatever makes mommy happy, that's the rule. But in general, it doesn't make any halachic sense. So why would Rav Shach say b'rishos kohanim u'levim? Because at least there's a possibility, machlok saposim, but at least the possibility that had there not been kohanim, the Levi would still go first. And you have to acknowledge that a Levi is more qualified than a Yisrael, certainly when there are kohanim, right? When there is the presence of kohanim, a Levi is more qualified than Yisrael. Just a moment. Now, what if a kohen marries a grusha? The child is a chalal, he loses kedushas kahuna. L'chora, there's a tzad to say that even though he loses his kedushas kahuna, but he could still get meiser because he only loses kedushas kahuna, because every kohen is also a Levi, so he should still be able to be a Levi. And the raya that a kohen is ole b'makom Levi could be that the chalal is mekabel a shame Levi, and even he takes meiser, and he maybe even would get an aliyah the Torah as a Levi. However, it's mefurish and ksuvus of chavav and aleph that a chalal does not get meiser begoren, and according to Rameir, meiser rishon is aser for a zar, so a chalal would not be allowed to eat meiser rishon according to Rameir, that meiser rishon is aser for a zar to eat, which is not the generally accepted opinion. We assume that meiser rishon, while it monetarily it belongs to the Levi, you have to give it to the Levi, there's no iser of a zar to eat it, but it's a machlokas tanayim. The Gemara in Gittin on Tesam Beis is mefurash that a chalal does not get the aliyah l'Torah in the place of a Levi. He has the din of Yisrael. Hachanami grusha o chalutza sof sof Levi mi kahavi. The Gemara says, what do you think? He's a Levi, and we don't say that he left kedushas kuna, but he remains a Levi. He's neither a kohen nor a Levi, and that's quoted in the Chidushe Reb Chaim Alevi in Hilchos Yisur Rabia Perek Tezvav Halacha Tes. And in the Chidushim of Shlomo Hyman, and in many, many other Svarim as well. Primogodim in Yardayasim Samach Aleph is Mistapik, if a Chalal is Chayiv in Matnas Kuhuna of the Zroel Chayayim Vekeva. He's not a Kohen, but maybe he's a Levi and he's not Bechlal, the Am that has to give those Matnas Kuhuna. However, in the Yad Avram, he quotes from the Mishnah Melech that he's Chayiv of the Matnas Kuhuna, meaning we view a Chalal as an every man. He is now like a Yisrael, legabe all of the dinim of a Levi. So what it boils down to essentially is as follows, that when it comes to a Levi, when there is no Kohen Bebeis HaKnesses, the Levi does not get the first aliyah, machlokas mechavarama, whether he can get the first aliyah, but certainly you don't have to give him the first aliyah. When there is a kohen, you must give the Levi the second aliyah, because it could be the presence of a kohen is what gives the Levi his chashivus. We have a further machlokas, if a Levi still retains any special status, bizman hazeh, it shouldn't come at the expense of other people when it comes to hilchos tzedakah, but it could be that in the absence of a kohen, you would have the Levi lead the benching because he is the most chashuv person present, that there is still a certain chashivus of being a Levi. Okay, we'll leave it there.